It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Some shows talk about one team. Other shows barely talk sports. This show will talk Packers, yes! Brewers, yes! And Bucks, yes! Every day.
Every day.
It's Wisconsin Sports Daily
with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, served up by Wendy's on 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan. Download the Wendy's app today.
It is time again as we broadcast from the Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Thanks again to Matt Bernstein, former Badgers fullback, for joining us there in the last half hour. Coming up this hour, we'll get things started here with Bruce Levine, baseball analyst, insider for 670 The Score. Then in the next segment, Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback and now host at Sports Talk 790 in Houston. We'll look ahead to Packers and Texans. And then, of course, Charlie's Sound of the Day comes up at 340. Bruce Levine joins us now. Follow him on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. Bruce, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, my pleasure. Always interested in talking baseball, and Milwaukee Brewer baseball is right around the corner, so let's go.
Well, my ears perked up this morning. I had the Score on, and listening to you talk about the regional sports networks, and obviously this affects the Brewers because they lost their deal with Diamond Sports Group, and now MLB will be in charge of running Brewers TV or whatever they're going to call it kind of here going forward. But you were talking about the financial implications, none of which seem to be very good.
Well, it's not, because it's an unsettling situation that baseball is going through right now, with RSNs falling apart everywhere. And, you know, there's been over the last few years probably 15 to 20 RSNs impacted by the fact that, Diamond, Bally, some of the other companies that were running these RSNs have, you know, gone belly up. They have not been able to bring in enough revenue to be able to do this without losing money, and therefore some of them are going by the wayside. And with that, same thing with the Brewers. Again, what is the impact on the Brewers and their payroll? What is the impact on the Brewers and how they look at themselves when they're putting their team together? That's the question you're asking me. And I cannot tell you the exact figure, but every team that is being produced by Major League Baseball is subject to probably losing somewhere between $30 and $70 million a year in revenue from what they were getting from the RSNs that were running it. And when we say now that Major League Baseball will be producing it, so the logistics are is that Major League Baseball will supply the production people and some of the ancillary things for Brewer television so that the Brewer fans are able to watch their game. But the monetizing of those games are much more difficult to understand. In other words, in the past, the Brewers were being paid by their RSN X amount of millions to have that as their very own, and they sold the advertising. That's not the case any longer. So the advertising sales will go back to MLB and the Brewers as to how they can go about producing revenue. And going forward, it's more on MLB to come up with a plan of streaming for all MLB teams to be able to monetize the sport again. It's a very difficult process, and it's impactful. So when you're a Brewer fan or a Cub fan or a Sox fan and you say, my team doesn't want to spend because they're cheap. Maybe in some cases they had a case, but now it's more pointed as to why a Major League Baseball team is going to have difficulty paying for multiple free agents and a high payroll.
It's interesting, Bruce Levine, because Willie Adames, he's going to be a free agent. Nobody around here thinks they can keep him. He's going to go $25 to $30 million or whatever the number ends up being. So he's out of the Brewers' price range. But then at the same time, you know, you got a guy like Bob Nightingale saying, well, yeah, the Brewers might have their eyes on Paul Goldschmidt if he were to enter free agency and maybe make a pursuit or run in him. But if I'm listening to this correctly, if we're saying the Brewers are going to lose, let's not even go the high end. Let's say, because it's a small market. So let's say it's $30 million. At the end of the day, because of this, how could they possibly keep their payroll if they're going backwards that much potentially? Now you start talking about not only not advancing the payroll, but possibly going backwards. But this doesn't just affect the Brewers. This affects a lot of baseball teams, which then means that a lot of these mid to small market teams probably are to see payrolls go back, which then means the players will be affected by this too. Not the superstars, but the mid-level to bottom tier guys.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, but the good news for the Milwaukee Brewers and their fans is that they have had management that has done a superlative job of producing young players from their farm system, identifying free agents, bringing them in at a lower tier, and developing people. So what the Brewers have done as far as staying competitive is they're kind of the mini Los Angeles Dodgers without the high level of revenues coming in. They've done a terrific job of identifying good players, developing players. The system has done a great job. Management's done a great job. The manager and the coaches have done a great job. So Brewers fans should feel really good about their team and where it's going, because it's not based on adding high-profile $30 million free agents. It's based on development in their farm.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
System, identifying good players and bringing them in. I think the Brewers have done as good a job as anybody in baseball doing that over the last 6 or 7 years. But those things do catch up to you, because those very good players that you develop through your farm system eventually have to get paid, right? So, you know, you're talking about Adames and, him being brought over in a deal and then being a great player for them and maybe not having the money for him. but hopefully in the farm system you have replacements. Eventually it does catch up to you because you cannot continue to just do this for 10, 12 years without having to pay your good players and hold on to some of the good guys like Burns and Woodruff when they come available for free agency.
So does this have anything to do why all of a sudden the Twins are going to be for sale? Apparently yeah. Jerry Reinsdorf is listening to Dave Stewart and his group for the White Sox. Yeah. Because from our standpoint, I'll just tell you, Henry Mark has been great, you know, taking over from Bud Selig and all of that, but he's not exactly somebody that was born and raised in Milwaukee. And if profits go the wrong way, we could be next.
Yeah, you could be, but again, I trust the Brewers organization. They've done such a terrific job. Now, are the Minnesota Twins a product of the RSN starting to fall apart? You can say that the money that they took in, which is not identifiable for ownership anymore, might have been a tipping point for them. Will the White Sox, who are starting their own network with the Bulls and the Blackhawks, do they know what type of revenue they're going to bring in? No, at this point, they don't. They don't even have, at this point, they don't even have Comcast, which is also Xfinity, on board with over 2 million people that they have on their system to watch your game. So it's a big problem. The RSN problem is a big problem beyond just baseball. It's also a big problem in the other sports. But for now, baseball has to face this. I think you're going to see more teams before this is solved. I think you're going to see more teams possibly go up for sale in the next couple of years.
When people heard I was having you on, we have White Sox fans, obviously, that listen, and we have Cubs fans as well. So I said, okay, I'll ask one or two questions for them. Are the Sox checking in on any Brewers coaches as possible candidates for their managerial job?
Yeah, I don't think they're looking at those exact guys. I think that under Murph, they've been extremely happy in the transition. You know, winning 92 games in a year where the Brewers were picked third or fourth by most people,
right?
Because they were losing, their pitching and they weren't adding. I think that's pretty stable now. Will Council reach out to people that he knew in the system that he wants to bring in? I would think so. He's going to reach out to people that he thinks are good baseball people. You know, the Cubs are going to add three new coaches. They let three go, and one of them decided to leave on his own, Willie Harris, the third base coach. So that's actually four replacements. So I think his Brewer background will certainly have him looking at people in the organization, but I think he'll look beyond that as well.
But the White Sox aren't going to come calling for a Ricky Weeks or somebody?
I imagine he could interview. I mean, Ricky Weeks is a great candidate and great baseball man. I don't think that would be smart of me to say they won't. You know, they've already interviewed the George Lombards of the world. They also interviewed Will Venable. These are two high-profile names that are out there from manager. The name for the White Sox, I'm still hearing from the very beginning, that's still involved in the playoffs, is first base coach Clayton McCullough.
Oh, yeah.
He's been a top candidate for them and for the Marlins from the beginning. And I think once the Dodgers are out of this, and again, I don't know if in between the NLCS and the World Series that the Dodgers, who look like they're going to advance, will allow McCullough to interview. But he's certainly one of the high candidates for the White Sox job.
Last question. This whole White Sox ownership and people bidding, Dave Stewart, obviously, we talked about this yesterday. I was like, well, Dave Stewart was in Oakland. Does he try to move the White Sox back to Oakland and give Oakland a team back here at some point? Is there any concern amongst fans or people in the community that whoever comes in could potentially try to want to move them out?
100%. The first thing they're going to ask, okay, if it's a group that does buy the White Sox, and at some point this year, 2 years, 3 years from now, the White Sox will be sold, the first thing that they're going to say will be the same thing that Jerry Reinsdorf has said, and that is, we need a new ballpark. And the contract with the Illinois Sports Authority for Guaranteed Rate Field is through 29. and nobody's going to want to go there. They're going to want to, and it's not that the ballpark isn't usable and it's not a nice experience. It is, but nobody wants to go to that area right now on the train at night. The White Sox are going to need a new ballpark. If they don't get it, first thing a new owner is going to do is say, we either need a new ballpark or we're going to move. It's as simple as that.
I know I'm old when I remember going there the first year it opened, and now you're telling me they need a new one. That's when I officially know I've made it to the old territory of my life.
I will tell you this. I believe it's the fifth oldest ballpark in baseball right now.
You
are aging, but you're still a young guy.
Yeah, all right. Bruce Levine, baseball analyst, insider for 670 The Score. He's one of the best. Follow him on Twitter at MLB Bruce Levine. Bruce, thanks so much for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Take care. Enjoyed it.
Take care. There he is, Bruce Levine here. On Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.